This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Voters will head to the polls tomorrow to decide whether to re-elect Governor Scott Walker to a rare third term in office. Walker faces Democratic challenger Tony Evers in what polling suggests is his toughest race yet. As Sean Johnson reports, the circumstances couldn't be more different than when Walker was first elected 8 years ago.
In 2010, Republicans around the country captured 11 governor's offices previously held by Democrats. Winners that year included Sam Brownback.
No more Obama way, now to the Kansas way.
John Kasich.
Guess what? I'm going to be governor of Ohio.
And Scott Walker.
Tonight, I want to tell every worker, every family, and every business, big or small in this state, that you have an ally in the governor's office. Wisconsin is open for business.
Walker is the only governor from that group who's running for a third term. Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says it's a different landscape than in Walker's previous runs, because for the first time, there's a Republican president in the White House.
Those are things that almost always work against the president's party, whether we're talking about congressional or gubernatorial elections. So Walker's facing headwinds on the national scene this year that he's not confronted in his previous elections.
Democratic ads in this race have hammered home Walker's tenure in office. 8 years, they say, is long enough. They've also reminded people of Walker's brief run for president in 2015.
So who do you think will really help our kids? The politician who put his ambition ahead of our schools, or the teacher who's dedicated his life to making them better?
Those ads have downplayed Tony Evers' political experience, talking less about his three successful runs for state superintendent of public instruction and more about his early career as an educator. While Evers praised Walker's most recent budget, he's criticized Walker's earlier school funding cuts and promised to spend more on schools if he's elected.
This election is bigger than Scott Walker, and frankly, it's bigger than me. This election is about our kids.
Walker has also talked about his 8 years in office, but he frames it as a warning.
Remember back 8 years ago, this state was suffering. It was a mess. We had double-digit tax increases, billion-dollar budget deficits, and record job loss.
The close election has pushed both candidates into unfamiliar territory. After saying earlier in the race that he was open to raising taxes, Evers has been promoting a substantial new income tax cut. And with polls showing the Affordable Care Act's protections for pre-existing conditions extremely popular, Walker has promised to safeguard them in state law.
So enough with the scare tactics. In Wisconsin, pre-existing conditions are covered. And as long as I'm governor, they always will be.
That ad caught President Obama's attention when he visited Milwaukee to campaign for Evers. Obama noted that Walker was making the claim at the same time he was authorizing Wisconsin's participation in a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the ACA.
That is some kind of goal. That is some kind of chutzpah. But let's also call it what it is. It is a lie.
President Donald Trump has also gotten involved in Walker's race. And despite his relatively poor approval rating with independent voters, Wisconsin Republicans have welcomed him. Trump and Walker appeared together at a Mosinee rally last week, where Trump praised Walker for helping bring Foxconn to Wisconsin and called the governor a great friend.
Scott fights every day for you, and now we need you to fight for him. And all you have to do is go out and vote.
The high-profile visits have continued. Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in Wisconsin over the weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden visited days before that. Walker's attempt at a third term in office has not gone unnoticed, and it's not coming easy. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.